Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated? I'm going to say texting.
Mm-hmm.
Texting.
Okay.
Because it just occurred to me the other day that when I was a kid, the big thing was like video phones. Like I remember seeing video phones at like Radio Shack for $1,000 or, you know, in movies, there's always video phones. And it just occurred to me that we're always constantly sending each other like electronic telegraphs, basically.
Right.
Just because we're too anxious to actually see each other face to face or talk to each other. Like if you just randomly FaceTimed a friend, they would call the police.
Yeah.
I would just be like, what is wrong with them right now?
Yeah.
If it's not a family member, like I only expect FaceTimes, like I know when to expect a FaceTime, not even like outside of a, hey, FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Like certain time, like my birthday, if I get it from an aunt or something, fine. Like I get that. Out of the blue from like a friend from high school, I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
How are you trying to invade my life at the moment?
I have butt FaceTimed people before. That's way more embarrassing
than
butt dialing people.
Yeah. Damn, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You just sit on your phone? Like you literally were just setting it off in your
pocket?
I
think it was in my pocket. And then I think one time my one-year-old had my phone and like FaceTimed somebody and... Yeah, it was like, oh, hey, sorry. That's like a really awkward thing.
Sorry, my baby's trying to communicate with you.
But I definitely prefer FaceTiming. I FaceTime my family all the time from the road, you know?
Yeah.
Turn the page, man. We're just a couple road dogs.
I know, man. Here. Just never know. These kids grow up so damn quick, man. You know what I mean?
You're basically living the lives of like old vaudevillians.
Yes.
You know, you're this duo traveling from town to town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And our act is, you know, very physical. A lot of physical comedy.
A lot of pratfalls.
Yeah.
That straw hat you wear on stage.
Yeah. A lot of tumbling.
Yeah, Anna comes out with the old hook.
Yeah,
when you do a dad joke. I mean, it's all very well.
It's all you guys missed it. If you missed out, you really missed out. Let's get to the real news.
Yeah, we're really fucked now.
This is one of the grossest looking things I think I've ever seen.
Okay, it could be gross, or I think I'll try anything once. You know,
okay,
because I'm the gross food bandit.
And the Bagel-rito is from Einstein Bros Bagel Company. Do y'all have that up here?
I'm a fan.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so that's an American company, but essentially, it's exactly what you think. It's a burrito, it's a bagel, it's everything you need. The way they describe it, the Bagel-rito is the latest breakfast innovation from Einstein Bros Bagels. Substantial in size and high in flavor, it's loaded with 2 cage-free eggs, thick-cut bacon, turkey sausage, 3 cheeses, hash brown, salsa, and green chiles in a flour tortilla.
It looks like the filling of this burrito just looks like what you would like push out of an artery of somebody right. who just died of a...
It looks like an artery.
It doesn't even look like a photograph. It looks like a Salvador Dali painting or something.
It's so like surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all hand-wrapped in Asiago bagel dough and baked fresh. Its substantial size, high flavor, and portability has earned its slogan, big, bold, and easy to hold.
Yeah.
Now, the reviews have actually been good.
Really?
Yes. They're saying, like, because, like, it actually has a lot more ingredients than normal fast food things do.
Right.
So, like, and there's, like, actual flavors in it. The only thing I'm a little confused about is why have a flour tortilla within the bagel already? I feel like the bagel itself.
Wait, there's a flour tortilla in the bagel?
So it's like you have a mini breakfast burrito
inside
and then a bagel outside. That's, so you have 2 starch layers. I feel like that's a little redundant.
That's too much, but I don't know. Now you're telling me that it's getting positive reviews, and now I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, because the takeout.
Who's reviewing it? Just like.
One of the food writers at the takeout, who, like, you know, typically, I like how she talks about food.
Yeah.
I think it was written by Marnie Scher, and it, you know.
Marnie Scher Einstein? Wait a second.
But yeah, like, everyone, a lot of people there were pretty impressed. She went to, like, a press event. The write-up was at the press event, and most people were like, okay. And it's actually, like, the bagel was rigid enough that it wasn't, like, falling apart, so it is big, bold, and easy to hold.
Yeah, at the same time, at a press event, they're making sure they fucking nail that thing. And the issue with fast food is you're having to, you know, spread that out across a nation.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a press event for the diarrhea you get.
They might. I think we have to have the Bagel-rito, though.
Yeah. I mean, that needs to be something that is always... I think the Doughboys do a good job of this, of, like, taking into account when they're reviewing fast food restaurants, like... And then I felt like sick for 4 hours, which is actually not that bad for fast food. Like,
I don't ever really feel bad from eating fast food.
That's incredible.
I mean, think that's why I'll never stop.
You're a machine. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm just completely rotten on the inside.
Right.
And like nothing's working anymore. Right. And it's like, yeah, dude, I don't know.
Just
the wheels are basically have come off and somehow you're in free fall, but alive.
I feel great. I haven't pooped in 30 days.
Yeah.
But
that's great.
And then when it comes, watch out. Man.
Once a month.
Lock all the furniture down.
You guys know, I have to, one day a month, I don't come into work.
That's one of my favorite SNL sketches is the one about the birth control pill that like gives you your period, like you only have your period once a year. But then, like, when you do, it's like they're like running around with axes.
Wait,
like,
which year was that? How long ago was that?
It was when it was one of the first ones after Tina Fey left when she came back and hosted.
Oh, okay.
And it was just very like strongly in her voice. It was amazing.
Next up, Chili's.
I want my baby.
They're turning apparently Chili's is 45 years old. Is turning 45.
What?
In March,
okay, Chili's.
And they want you to know. Okay.
Y'all over the hill, Chili.
March 13th, you could get $3.13 margaritas that will come in a commemorative glass. But the also part is funny, like, if you, you know, do it like all these companies are doing, like, hey, follow us on every single thing so we can get all of your data. You can, like, win stuff like a t-shirt that says, I feel God in this Chili's tonight. Which, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It feels sexual.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Have you ever felt God in the Chili's?
I love a Chili's.
I've definitely felt Satan.
Yeah.
I felt the presence of Beelzebub.
When was the last time?
I felt drunk in a Chili's.
Have you ever felt God in a chain restaurant before?
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
Chili's would be one of them.
So what happened?
Chili's would be one of them. I think like that was one of my family's arguing restaurants. You know, like when you're like, when we go to this restaurant,
we argue.
We're going to get into a fight. And Chili's would be like, we would go, we would get a rack of ribs and we would argue about a large issue.
Would it be? Oh, so you knew that if you were going to Chili's, it was to have some kind of argument.
It was,
or was that
be,
like somehow the energy in the Chili's always brought out the worst?
We had some nice ones. I feel like Chili's, you're like, it's nice enough, but if you get into an argument, you're not like, well, everyone's like, I'm wrecking the vibe at Chili's. Like, Chili's.
Right. Nobody's paying attention to the fact that y'all are like yelling over baby back
ribs. Right. They're like, oh, this seems about right. That's about the energy in this place. Like, anyone could bust out into an argument at any point, and like, no other like group is going to be bothered by it.
Honestly, full on fist fight. I would still be eating my ribs. Yeah.
Right. I'm like people aren't
going to. Keep it away from me.
Right.
You can fight on the other side of
the table. I felt God in a Red Lobster.
You felt God in a Red Lobster. Why? Yes. Is that because of the food or because you're on a great date?
The cheddar bay biscuits, the. Yeah. Just the overall ratchetry.
Yeah. Have you ever felt God in a restaurant that was because of the person you were with? See, and this is why our generation
that's
is
the
doomed.
Real question.
Pregnant pause.
That's the real question. We're like,
we're all finding God in the wrong places. We should be finding them in each other instead of a motherfucking Chili's. You could also get a bomber that says skillet queso on the back. I don't
what
know
is
why.
It? Skillet queso?
Yeah, the skillet just full of molten cheese.
Yeah, you never.
But it just says the words skillet queso.
Just old English,
on
all across the back. Wait. Bomber jacket, skillet queso.
Oh my God, I love that.
Is okay, well, you is better. Is that racism?
Skillet case. Skillet case, baby. Yeah, just get your Chili swag.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I'll tell you something. One of the first times I went to a Chili's was like, I had never gone like with my family. But I had just, I went on a date there because I had a little bit of money to go, you know, I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure you get a deal where like you get two meals for like 15 bucks and then I can look like I'm doing well. And I felt God that night in that Chili's. I felt like I was an adult.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Never went again though. Never went again. I've been to Fridays more often than Chili's. Okay. Quick pivot onto the Corona beer thing where people thought Corona beer, coronavirus was the same thing.
That's still going on.
Well, so what happened was here's what had happened. Okay. CNN, Fox, many other outlets had like reported on this. Like we're saying like, what the fuck? I even saw it too. I was like, what? 38% of Americans wouldn't buy Corona
where
under any circumstances. So this is what happened. This actual poll was done by a group called 5W Public Relations, a PR firm that represents other beverage companies.
No.
Yes. So they have like they have other alcohol companies like Purity Vodka, Santa Margarita. They also work with Zico Coconut
Santa
Water
Margarita.
And Sparkling Ice by Santa Talking University. Rain.
Oh, those are like the ratchet ones. Those are like the drinks that underage children drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so they don't rep Corona, though?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So, and also, the wildest part is that the whole 38% like stat that most people were hanging these headlines onto, it doesn't even state, like, the way the whole poll was conducted, it's completely unclear how they even arrived at this number.
Because they
like,
didn't. Yeah. They made it up. It's right. called well, imagination.
Right. Well, what they did was just sort of very hastily put out a press release that sort of had, like, this one headline, and they thought they could hang on to it, and then it completely sort of took a life of its own. So they said, by presenting this finding in the context of other questions that are explicitly about the coronavirus, the press release creates the impression that Americans' reluctance to drink the beer is due to coronavirus. So the question that actually gives us like this 38% statistic is one of the questions that doesn't even specifically mention the virus. So, like, of the their questions, like, are you a beer drinker? Are you a Corona drinker? Is Corona related to the coronavirus? In light of the coronavirus, do you plan to stop drinking Corona? Would you buy Corona in a store? Would you order Corona in a restaurant, bar, / public venue? And would you buy Corona under any circumstances now? The last question is the one that people answered 38% to. So they were just like, well, we asked about coronavirus in the other one, so I guess we're just going to draw a really reckless line between the two and be like, yeah, that's what's happening. Now, don't worry about Corona, the brand.
I was like, don't worry about, but everyone, the point of the story is don't worry about coronavirus.
Don't worry about, that. Honestly,
as
guys,
long as there's nothing called Mike's hard virus, I guess I don't really care.
You'd be like patient zero.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg might come up with that.
Oh, shit.
Mike's hard virus.
Oh, is that the way to your heart? Mike Bloomberg, Mike's hard lemonade? If Mike's hard becomes aligned with Mike Bloomberg.
They wouldn't. They endorsed Deadpool, and that was hard for me. But when they endorsed Mike Bloomberg, I'll never.
Is Mike's hard from the Sam Adams people? Is that coming out of Massachusetts, or they're their own thing?
I don't think so. Okay, I just want to make sure.
They're owned by somebody.
Oh, no, truly, I think, is Sam Adams. I'm just thinking of the Seltzer Wars as well.
I think Mike's Hard is their own operation. They don't need anyone. They don't want anyone, but that could be absolutely wrong.
No, I think you're right. They're headquartered. Wow, the parent company, the Mark Anthony Group.
Stop.
What is that
what
even?
What the fuck?
What if we found out? What if this is how we found out?
Wait, Mark Anthony, like J-Lo Mark Anthony?
No, no, it's just called the Mark Anthony Group.
Oh.
When it says like the parent company. Wow, we're learning a lot right now. My head is spinning.
Yeah, so basically no one thought that the coronavirus, basically no one thought that the Corona beer caused the coronavirus, and someone just started spreading that for
shits and
giggles.
I think it shows just generally like how little confidence we have in each other as a country. We're like, yeah, yeah, we're stupid enough that I would believe that there's 40% of the people who are like, yeah, coronavirus, no, don't worry.
No, everybody is real dumb. Okay.
And then when they were pointing to like, yeah, I mean, the market, like their stocks aren't doing well either. That's because the whole stock market was doing terribly.
Right. That has nothing to do with the virus.
And their whole thing
but
is like
to make it about you. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing, but the Corona people who run the company are like, hey, but don't worry about us because we got some up our sleeves. Corona seltzers coming ashore soon.
Oh no. Wash it away.
Yes.
Not everyone needs it. We got enough seltzers. We got options.
Yeah.
We're fine.
You can get cherry, tropical, lime, blackberry, lime, lime. I don't know. Look, it's a lot.
I don't mind an alcoholic seltzer, but like we got enough options. We don't need like when I see the Bud Light seltzer, you're like, no. That's not that's just hard to look at.
It's weird how my like the two I think of is like Truly and White Claw.
That's
so when
all
I
you
see
need.
The other ones, not even because I've tried them all and I'm like, those are the best ones. I'm just like, y'all were late.
Right.
So I don't like the tardiness to the party.
Right.
As what was that? Kim Zolciak?
Yeah.
Told us,
don't be tardy. Don't be to the party. Yeah. Also, second movers, it's just like with streaming platforms. It's like, I'm sorry, I have met my limit. Yeah. I'm not going to subscribe. I don't care what you're cooking over there.
Unless Quibi comes at you with a contract. Would you take some Quibi money?
Listen, they've already slid.
Did you
you slid on out?
I took the Quibi money.
I have yet to take the Quibi money. Whoa.
I lost my shot at Quibi money. I don't think I nailed my last audition.
It's not even, I mean, whatever.
Come on, full disclosure, what would they offer you? Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Full disclosure.
They pay me five nickels and a Mike's Hard.
Five nickels and a Mike's Hard.
That sounds about right. That's the going rate at Quibi right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You're like, no, I'm kidding. It's fine.
I know. I
show
feel like
coming
they're
soon.
Wasting so
no,
much
I'm kidding.
Money.
You should watch the show when it comes out in April.
Yeah, I mean, $1 billion in ads or in content spend. We will see where that goes.
What is something you think is underrated?
Clotheslines. Clotheslines. How do you say that word? Clotheslines.
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 But you want to honor the TH in it.
Clotheslines.
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 Because would you say, hey, pick clothes up your clothes. You say your clothes.
Your clothes. We say it like
right. You say clothing.
You get clotheslined.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a different?
Clotheslined.
That,
no, that's the whole thing. Because if you ran without looking, you would have got necked up by a clothesline.
I love a clothesline. I love when I see clothes and washcloths hanging from a clothesline
in the breeze.
I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Energy
just for
efficient.
Our cinematographers, just hang your clothes on clotheslines. It's a beautiful
it's
thing
an
to
establishing.
Have. Just, yeah.
And
it's a great
we
thing.
Also have to help people who are like on the run and need to change identities. You usually be like, oh, what's this shit hanging? I don't
run
know. Make an
it,
outfit out of
suddenly
this.
Suddenly they're wearing a different outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They help in chase scenes. Little mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do like a clothesline.
Do you have one set up in your abode?
Nah.
No. But you sort of like long for the days of the clothesline?
I love, you know, when you're on a train, I love trains, not trains in a city, but trains like, you know, going across.
Traveling between cities.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like an Amtrak train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're just on one.
I love Amtrak trains and things like that because usually you're seeing a lot of backyards. You're going through in between towns. And like, I love to look into backyards. And I love just when
go
I.
Go on.
I
just
do
love looking at people's yards, you know.
Yeah.
I even love, it's funny, when I walk my dog kind of at dusk at night, I love looking in people's windows. I love when the like lights start to come on and the hills get all twinkly and you're like, what are people doing in there?
They start changing clothes and
Clothes.
Yeah.
And when people stand naked in front of windows and I just stand transfixed in the street. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. No, have a good night.
There's something about trans. I don't know why. It just seems like they cut across like random parts of the landscape, whereas like highways are just completely protected. Walled off sound walls. But like trains, you feel like you're seeing a part of the country that you wouldn't see it, just like a straight line that was cut through a random
Going down that Atlantic corridor.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, I feel like we didn't go through many backyards.
No, not backyards. There's a lot of like old buildings. So maybe that's what it is. It's just like, but I find looking out the window while on a train much more interesting than looking out the window while
I'm starting to, I'm going to put a clothes into my backyard.
Do it. You have a backyard?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I have concrete outside of the back of my house. There's not much. It's hard to call that a yard, but I am like actually getting, I like to hang dry my clothes because growing up when my dryer broke, my mom just said, we're not fixing it.
Yeah.
So we just always line dried our clothes because in Japan you do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And I realized too, like dryers can fucking fuck your clothes up.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're not careful with that shit.
Absolutely.
And I sometimes absentmindedly or high will do laundry and then I shrink the fuck out of something and then it becomes Her Majesty's new outfit.
Right.
But then don't you think that sometimes when you hang it dry in your inside, I'm not sure, I don't think outside, but they're a little more stiff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
100.
And something about the sun, though. The sun also, the UV is also, you know, giving it a little desanitizing.
Yeah. If it's blowing, then maybe it gets less stiff.
But to be honest, I think in this town, I think, like, well, the air's not clean. It's going to, like, I'm going to put the clothes on and they're going to be, like, full of, like, pollution.
Your white shirt is just gray now.
I know. Man, I just took the train in L.A. for the first time ever and was really surprised that there were a lot of people on it.
There
like
are,
the Metro
yeah.
or the Expo line? Which one?
I went from Vine, Hollywood Vine, to downtown.
Oh, yeah,
What's that one? And it was crazy because I was standing at the kiosk trying to pay. I did pay.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was looking, all these kids are like jumping over the turnstiles and stuff and just jumping on. And
yeah.
I was like, oh man, look at these crazy kids jumping the turnstiles.
Look at these scamps.
Hey, you and get then, back here, scamp.
And then when I tried to use my thing that I did pay for the ride, it wouldn't work. And I ended up jumping the turnstile.
Hey, exactly. One
I felt
us.
So cool. I felt so cool.
You are cool.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. Well, speaking of what we were talking about a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
The mainstream media freaking out. Chris Matthews, the wispy-haired screamer on MSNBC. So he had a couple meltdowns during Bernie's surge around Nevada and was saying that he used to be afraid that socialists would take him into Central Park and murder him. Execute him, Jack. Mm-hmm. And like people started being like, wait, why is Chris Matthews on TV anyways?
Talking. Then he did another Nazi comparison with the Maginot line.
Then he would start calling people the wrong name and like just seemed increasingly out of it. And then things started coming out that he was basically verbally abusive.
Sexually harassing people, like saying like a guest had come on recently and he was like, why aren't I in love with you yet? And then like telling the makeup artist, like, put on more makeup. Yeah. Oh, now I'm going to fall in love with her. Saying shit like that. Ew. Other people were just sort of like, when he went on his show, he was like, look, I had a talk with MSNBC. It seems like it might be time for me to retire.
Right.
He's like, I was making compliments that I realize were inappropriate then and inappropriate now.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing too, that we didn't have time to cover was when Elizabeth Warren, after one of the debates, basically put Mike Bloomberg to the sword when bringing up his record on how he talks to women. And just remember, this was another moment too where Chris Matthews absolutely shat the bed to show people that he's like, I don't know, with the times. Mm. This is an exchange where he's basically pressing Elizabeth Warren on why she would believe a woman.
Do you believe that the former mayor of New York said that to a pregnant employee?
Well, a pregnant employee sure said that he did. Why shouldn't I believe her? You know, I'm just really tired of this world. This one is personal for me. It really is.
But you believe it's a bad discrimination. You believe he's that kind of person
real.
Who did that.
Look, pregnancy discrimination is real. And we have gone on and on and on where people say, oh, I can't really believe the woman. Really? Why not? Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg has non-disclosure agreements for who knows how many women. And it's not just the one. The whole point is, how can you actually trust someone who will not just say, look, I'm going to waive on non-disclosure on sexual harassment and discrimination. Yeah. Anybody who has a story to tell can come tell
Sure, I agree
story.
With everybody deserves a credible response when they make a charge like that. My question about him, you believe he's lying?
I believe the woman.
You believe he's
which
lying?
Which means he's not telling the truth.
And why would he lie? Because just to protect himself.
What?
Yeah. And why would she lie? I mean, that's the question, Chris. Why do you assume that he's the guy?
I just want to make sure you're clear about this. You're confident of your accusation.
Look, what?
All I know is what she said and what he said.
Wow.
And I've been on her end of it in the sense of discrimination based on pregnancy.
And I've been on his
edge. Across this country.
All right, so let me get this straight. Why you think he's going to lie to what? Like protect himself? Yeah, exactly. Exactly that, Chris Matthews.
That's the definition of lying for every single lie.
Right. No one lies to make their situation worse.
Mm. That was wild.
Yeah. So, again, there have been people are like, especially after that, people are like, what is going on? Like, we're moving in the direction of we're not being like, well, that's a heavy accusation, lady. Like, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
And again, he has been he's been a little bit slow to move in that in the direction where the rest of society is moving. And I think it was a lot of people at the network were sort of screaming like a cancel culture kind of things like that. Like on Morning Joe, one of the contributors there was like, it's a disturbing decision because some people like, and then Twitter gets noisy that someone like this has to step down.
Oh, they were saying that it's disturbing that he decided to retire.
To retire, right. Because cancel culture.
Uh-huh.
And look, however they handled it, like that's on them. But I mean, it's clear to me that his voice was one that was not keeping up with the times anymore.
Was he always that way, or did like the success of a socialist candidate in one state like jar something loose?
No, he's just been.
He's just
like that. And I think it took a combination of things to change around him to sort of underline sort of how fixed he was. But then even Meghan McCain was like, you know, she said he's like 75. I like that their quote is he's like 75. He's a lion of cable news. She's like, I grew up watching him. And then I love him. And then she said, and to reduce his entire career to this segment yesterday made me really sad because I thought he deserved a better send off than that.
Mm.
And then there are other people like, you know, like Joey Behar was like, yeah, dude, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, as many people, I think Whoopi Goldberg, you know, was sort of caping for him and saying like, you know, it was a different time or whatever. And then Joey Behar was saying, yeah, but there are plenty of men who weren't doing this even back then in the times of Mad Men.
Right.
You know, so there's not like that doesn't excuse these kinds of things, especially when we're trying to tell people, you know, there's a forward direction to move in.
Yeah.
It sounds like he could be president. Every single yeah, quality right. you're describing yeah. are current presidential qualities.
Yeah. Yeah. Suspicious of women, you know, socialists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This sounds
not making sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it does seem like a lot of times on the left, like the left tries to maintain standards. And those are the exact qualities that are just like 100% protected on the right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And
even on the left, too, because, you know, Meghan McCain did make a point. She's like, you know, what about the other people at NBC, though, too? Like, they're people who are like killing stories about, you know, like Ronan Farrow's investigations and things like that. There needs to be a reckoning with that shit, too.
Yes.
Which is a valid point. But I guess, yeah, like sometimes it's easier to be selective than sort of apply a standard, or at least saying like, okay, are you ready to grow? If not, then you can sit on the sidelines for a second.
Man, Ronan Farrow.
Yeah.
Going to college at age 11.
Did he really do that?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Went to Bard, I think, at age 11, and then he like graduated from Yale Law School like before he was like 20 or something.
What a dick.
What a dick. All right, what are you trying to prove, bro? All right, yeah, maybe I left with my doppelganger in college. That's what I'm blaming.
So I forgot my peas in the microwave.
Oh, I'm the friggin' bad guy now. All right.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated? Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I was a Warren fan, so I feel like Warren was underrated this election, this Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
I know what happened, but like, we'll get to all that, but that was, I was a little surprised too. I was surprised how well Biden did in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's so much of it is this meta narrative of who is electable, right?
Yeah.
And it was just a self-fulfilling thing that once Biden became electable person, everybody coalesced around him. At the same time, when Warren was winning, a lot of it was based on, you know, people just being like, well, she seems like she's a more realistic version of Bernie, and like some of Bernie's policies make sense and are like in line with where people are going. But then like the second, it's just electability is so ephemeral, it just goes away so quickly, and it's such kind of a bullshit value that, like, I mean, that's what Biden like won based on people who had decided in the previous 2 days. I just don't know, is that going to be a weakness in the long run? We'll talk about that more in a bit, but I worry. I do feel like Warren is by far the most underrated in terms of performance at the polls, and just how good her campaign is, how good of a president she would be.
She just was smart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a nerd. She's a nerd. Like, she yeah. would present numbers. She had plans. Those are things that I like.
And just, like, great in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, just so good like, in the moment. Yeah. At just, yeah. But.
Yeah, but now we got to figure out how to get progressives together. Because this is really the, I mean, like, if you're, any person who is a progressive should be looking at this Joe Biden shit with just fear in their fucking heart.
Oh, 100%.
Like, this man, I mean, we'll get into all the reasons why he'd be a terrible president, especially with the things that are on at stake here. But, woo.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, you know, again, he got big help from the media, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing, too, how much, I think it also shows that some people saw how much energy, chaos, whatever have you, was going on during the primary that many people were just sort of like, they're waiting for the TV just to tell me which is the one.
Yeah.
And that happened. And it's then you're almost like, damn, it was that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, okay. My last search was Post Malone lyrics.
Not even a specific
Congratulations.
Song. Okay, I was gonna say, let's get into it.
I couldn't understand what he was saying. I used to like have some shame about how much I like Post Malone, but now I've really embraced it.
Yeah,
no, I feel like he's cool. An incredible artist.
Mm.
Yeah, he just said some dumb shit like he doesn't do hip hop or some shit, and I was like, okay, fool, really?
I mean, he's just trying to make his music as broadly applicable as
whatever. Yeah, right. But like when you start like turning your back on like this shit that is going to get you to the point where you're at, like miss me with that. But
yes.
I do love his singing, especially when he actually sings. Like when he does country. When I first heard him do country, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, look at you, sir.
Yeah, he always wears like these fucking Johnny Cash suits now too, with like his face tattoos.
Right.
Yeah.
What was it about Congratulations? Were you feeling like a Congratulations vibe and you wanted to be able to sing along properly?
Yeah, no, I was just like, what did he say?
Right, he's like, your mama's comb?
When I listen to him, though, I'm like, what was that?
My mama comb.
Yeah.
See on your TV, son. Like, I'm like, oh, what? Hmm, uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
What I like about it is I always feel high and I'm like, I'm not high. It's the same feeling of when I get, like, pulled over. I'm like, I'm high, I'm drunk, but I'm not. You know?
Oh. So just pure panic he instills in you?
You get pulled over
in a different way. Sometimes, you know, I will take some risks on some yielding lights.
Wow. Like
merging onto the highway going the wrong way.
you know, like that type of thing.
Sometimes I test out the do not enter wrong way signs just to see if they're serious.
Right. No, I definitely get that residual pang of panic every time I see a cop that like, even though I'm not doing anything wrong anymore.
Oh, you guys do, huh?
And you're what? Yeah, I know. I know. I feel the same. I'm like, this is unjustified.
Yeah.
But it's just a guilt thing more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just a very guilty person.
Yeah.
Right. Were you raised in a guilty religion?
Catholicism?
Yes, except for that my family wasn't practicing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
You worshipped pasta.
No, it was like self-inflicted.
Oh,
know?
Wow. Self-inflicted. The best kind. You didn't even need no theology.
No,
because
I just like take everything really literally and like I'm very sensitive. So when I was a kid and I was like being immersed in it, because my parents did make us go to like all the classes and catechism and everything, even though they didn't like practice it.
And who was your confirmation saint?
I forget.
Okay.
But like
Miles,
even younger.
Blaise.
Blaise?
What?
Saint Blaise.
That's
Saint
not
Blaise.
Real.
Yeah, French saint.
No.
Because, yo,
named
everybody
Blaise?
Was fighting over that saint because it was Blaise.
Saint Blaise?
Because like, yo, full Blaise. Even though I wasn't even confirmed, I just, like in our religion classes, they would talk about it. And I'll be like, yo, that would be tight.
What did that saint do?
I'm not even Catholic.
Just like erupt in flames?
I don't know. I mean, I heard he was a real wavy guy.
He was a real one.
Yeah, he was.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And all right, let's get into the meat of the news today.
Please do.
I want to talk about Pizza Hut in Hong Kong. Yes. There is a new pizza that looks better than any Pizza Hut pizza I've ever seen, in the photograph at least. I don't know if they have different ingredients over there. But so this is a photo of the Pizza Hut and IKEA collab pizza, which is a pepperoni pizza topped with IKEA Swedish meatballs.
Oh, just drop the bomb, DJ Daniel.
Do you like?
Wow.
Do you like those?
The sound bombs.
Yes. Yes. How do you like our show in
how
general?
How are you enjoying this experience?
Do you like us? No. Do you like the IKEA Swedish meatballs?
I think so. You know what the picture reminds me of? When I used to go to India and Bangladesh and order pizza, they used to bring it out with like keema, like ground meat and nothing else, and like green peas on top of it. Oh, now it's a little bit better with their options there, but that's kind of what that looks like.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that.
It's beautiful. I love IKEA Swedish meatballs. I will fucking go to IKEA just to eat sometimes because I love them shits and it's a cheap lunch. Okay. Mm. Let's be 100% real about it. And to see it on a pizza now, I see a little bit of lingonberry jam on the side there.
Is that what that is?
It must be. If I zoom in, I mean, that's the only. That's the only other acceptable topping aside from the gravy. Now, I wish the gravy was incorporated to give you the full Swedish meatball experience.
Right. Some dipping gravy?
Yes.
I love a dipping gravy with my...
Like ranch, but for this pizza, just a little dipping gravy.
I mean, can you make this at home? Can you just get the pizza and then like get the IKEA Swedish meatballs?
Thank you. Good
Sounds
point.
Like a lot of work.
But you can.
Doable.
You could. Since them shits are available frozen in a bag at IKEA.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll just do it
at home. Yeah, you're going to try this.
Yeah, so I guess this isn't news.
I like just see immigrant mommed it. She's like, hold on, we can make this shit at home.
No, we're making this. Yeah, we don't need to go
to
Japan.
What do you mean? And I'm like, damn, you're right. It's better than like, yeah, you just need the frozen fucking meatballs.
We need to do a whole episode of this show that is just brainstorming ideas for like brand fast food collabos.
Oh, yeah.
Like this was just sitting right there for us.
I was ready.
It was right there, and we just, all we had to do was think
quick,
about
two brand mashup.
I can't do it quick, man. I need time.
This is how nimble you're going to have to be in these meetings,
right,
man.
Okay. Okay.
Because if you're at Yum Brands, they're going to be like, hey, this is a KFC and the NFC.
Okay, Domino's, Taco Bell. All right, what we're doing here is... Nah, okay, that
just
didn't work
at all. Just
ignore
the prompt, sir.
All right.
Samsung and Jack in the Box.
Samsung, Jack in the Box.
Ooh,
so
app.
Tough.
It would be an
Snake?
App.
Oh, okay.
A
an
game?
Appetizer?
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
We got some momentum going here.
Now we're working.
And now we've hit a wall.
Something with Baja Blast. Baja Blast needs to be more widely available in other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a
Baja Blast Gatorade.
Oh, wow.
That was hyper caffeinated.
Or like, don't people make like Gatorade cake or some shit? Like use Gatorade in a pastry
that
or something?
Gross.
Gatorade.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good at all.
Well, I know you can deep fry Kool-Aid, so maybe you can do something like that.
Or just make a cake with, you know, because sometimes you like to use carbonation when you're baking because it helps create air bubbles when you're baking.
Mm-hmm.
You use Baja Blast.
Okay.
As we respect, the lenguaje castellano for people in Castile, the Baja
Which
Blast.
Is the proper pronunciation because it's Taco Bell.
And then you mix, then you get like a nice airy blue cake. I don't know. Look.
A little bit like space cake. A little,
Send in your order. Send in your recipes, yo.
Love
we
it.
Make, we'll crowdsource a book of terrible fast food ideas.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.